Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is now coming up to 10 minutes past nine. We are joined in the studio by Sarah, who's with us to review First Night. Last night at the Cambridge Arts Theatre, you went along to see Miles Jupp in The Life I Lead.
Yes.
Which is the life of David Tomlinson.
Yeah, that's
the one. Who did lots and lots of films, but is definitely most well known as being Mr. Banks in Disney's original Mary Poppins.
Yes.
We all love to pieces.
Yes.
So you were there last night. Tell us all.
It was wonderful. When I first saw it was coming on, I think I thought, well, why David Tomlinson? He was Mr. Banks in Mary Poppins, and he was in Bedknob and Broomstick, and what's really interesting about him. But actually his life was amazing. He was in a lot of films before Walt Disney discovered him for the Disney films, and Miles Jupp plays him absolutely superbly. He just stands on the stage being
just
David Tomlinson.
Him.
And the more we watched, the more he became him. And he stood there in his outfit, and he had the top hats. The staging was wonderful. It was just a bare stage with sort of clouds behind, lots of bowler hats everywhere, a bit Magritte, you know?
Yeah.
And so he is David Tomlinson, and it's absolutely hilarious, as well as being really tragic, because David Tomlinson had this really sad life, really, where his father was terribly authoritarian, terribly Victorian. He could never really have a relationship with him. And it turns out that his father had this whole secret life, which David and his brothers didn't find out about till quite late in life. I mean, it sounds really sad, but actually it was very, very funny, because Miles Jupp is just extremely funny. And he talked through the things he did before. He was discovered by Walt Disney.
Yeah.
He had four sons with his second wife. His first wife committed suicide, an American lady who he married during the war, who just jumped off a hotel building with his two sons.
3 months later,
after marrying. Yeah,
1943.
So we just see him. We all just see him. And he said to the audience, you just know him as Mr. Banks, don't you? And he was sort of trying to mention plays he'd done before, and obviously nobody'd heard of. He had this amazing life. And his third son, Willie, was one of the first children in UK to be diagnosed with autism, which was quite interesting. So it was absolutely gripping. I mean, one man on stage for 2 hours gripped the audience, you know. And yeah, Miles, he's fabulous, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I was saying, we listened to a clip yesterday in the entertainment news, and there was a moment where I just thought it was Mr. Banks speaking. It was longer Mint.
No,
what's his name? Miles.
No.
I keep wanting to call him Mint Julep because that's a cocktail, okay?
Good point. No, but he did. And the more we watched him, the more his face, he morphed into David Tomlinson. And it was just really, really good. And when it came to the end, my friend Rosanna said, oh, no, is it over? Why can't he just stand there all night? You know, so that's obviously the mark of an extremely good performer.
And you've got the programme there. We mentioned programmes last time around, but the front cover.
Yes.
Is that Miles Jupp
That's David Tomlinson. I had to look twice, to be honest.
But then inside there's a picture of Miles Jupp.
Somewhere in here.
It's like difficult to almost work out who is who at times.
I know. He's got the look, and he had the voice. He has a wonderful voice. Again, my friend Rosanna was going, oh, I love his voice. He's very, very upper middle class chappy.
So it's strange because I know Miles Jupp through listening to the news quiz. I know he's been a panellist on,
Mock the Week.
Yeah, sort of comedy panel, game show, kind of things. But also
Balamori.
So who's he? Archie the Inventor.
Archie the Inventor.
That's unbelievable. And he had, I think, a role in Our Family and Other Animals.
He did, in the Durrells.
So he is very...
very versatile.
And you don't get too many performers like that anymore.
I've seen him do stand-up on TV, and he's absolutely hilarious. I'd love to see him live doing stand-up, actually. He's just a really good all-round performer, is the word, obviously, yeah.
I find it astounding that anybody can stand up on stage on their own.
I know.
With nobody feeding you lines. That's always absolutely incredible.
It is. I mean, I saw Education Rita, and there were two characters, but that must have been hard enough. But he didn't falter. He's on tour around the UK doing it. But it was really, really interesting. I wasn't sure how much I'd enjoy it, but it was from beginning to end.
I'm intrigued that the tragic and the comedic elements they worked together.
They did. I mean, the lighting, you kind of know, I think, in any play when something's going to be slightly sad, the lighting goes down, and his whole performance, the way he you know talks through things, he's really really. The sad bits were really sad, and then suddenly the lights had come up, and he'd right anyway. So, and there's a fabulous bit actually where David Tomlinson pretended he had an agent in 1980. So he pretended to be this American agent. So every time the phone rang, he turned into this American guy called Harry Gunnell. And he said, "No, Mr. Tomlinson isn't available. No." And then, right, that's it. Jolly good. You know, so he didn't want to work really after 1980. And he retired. So, yeah, and he played his father, he played a judge when they were in court. I mean, Miles Jupp is just very, very good.
Very intense very, performance.
It was, and we were all gripped. The whole audience was gripped from beginning to end. I think I can say that, you know, all confidence.
How did you feel when you left the theatre? What sort of feelings did you have?
It was like, goodness me, you know, what an interesting life that man had, what a sad life that man had. Oh, wasn't that a funny bit, and isn't he great? And it was that, you know, that talk, we talked all the way back to the car about it.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those shows that you can just, remember that bit. So 2 hours of it. He's very sweaty, he's sweating by the end, because, I mean, goodness me. You know, studio lights, we were quite near the front.
Quite intense, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just everything about it just looks really, it's like you say, it's the kind of thing that you wouldn't expect to see or for it to be put. Is it based on an autobiography that
he
wrote?
Well, I suppose, obviously, it's based on his life. The writer, I can't remember his name now.
What's his name? James Kettle?
He writes for Miles anyway, apparently. He writes for various things that Miles does. So they did talk to the family. It turned out they weren't going to talk to the family, I believe, but then, what's his name, James, and his son or his friend had a mutual friend of the family, and the family said, absolutely do it, but, you know, we won't get too involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just based on his life.
Well, I wonder if this is the sort of thing, and I know it's a one-hander right now, but the potential maybe to turn it into...
Absolutely, it could be a play.
You know, a play, yeah, a drama, definitely. Whatever, but to bring it to the screen, small or large.
That would be a really good film, I think, because it was... You know, much more interesting, as I said, than you think he was. He wasn't Mr. Banks. He was a very tragic, funny man.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Banks is a little bit tragic, funny man as well.
Yeah, and, definitely. He did a tiny little bit of Mary Poppins talking about Mr. Banks and, you know, the kind of person he was. And as well, he talked a lot about Walt Disney, and I think they became quite close friends, him and Walt Disney.
Yes.
And Walt Disney trying to deal with his son, Willie, because obviously they didn't know he had autism then. Mm. They were told he was deaf. And so that was all very sad as well.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit about, I couldn't get on with my father and now I can't get on with my son. And I know, very deep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's
actually really funny. So don't, you know, it's not all sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Really, really good.
And does it kind of make you want to watch
I'm going to watch it again.
Mary Poppins
yes,
and The Love Bug and Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
I think when you find out about an actor, when you watch their films again, you do see them in a completely different way, don't you? So, and Bedknob and Broomstick, which I really liked too.
I love that one.
The Under the Sea.
So that's your plan this weekend, is it?
I've got a day off today, so I might just go home and watch.
I would.
David Tomlinson.
Like, I feel like coming round as well, for that matter.
We can have coffee and all sorts.
So The Life I Lead with Miles Jupp is at the Cambridge Arts Theatre. It's running through until this Saturday, the matinee performance, I think, on Thursday and Saturday too. Tickets are multivariously priced between £20 and £30 if you want to book Cambridge Arts Theatre box office.
Next week, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at the ADC.
I know!
That's going to be a production.
That'll
and a
be
half,
interesting,
isn't
won't it?
That's a huge film.
Look forward to that.
Not to mention a song opportunity as well, live in the studio.
Oh, yes.
Bring your ukulele in for that one. Cambridge 105.